afternoon, 3:06. News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. Paul Marshall filling in one more day. Be with you until 6 o'clock. If you want to take part in the program this afternoon, let me give you the phone number straight off the bat. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. Toll free, 888-589-6397 outside of Palm Springs. And I had intended, and I still intend, to do a fun show today. I wanted to do a fun show. I don't think the governor of Arizona wants anybody to have any fun. Talk a little bit about that immigration bill. I wanted to avoid immigration. I want to avoid the discussion. We've touched on it a couple of times over the past few days here and there. I thought it was an easy topic to do if you're going to guest host on a radio station in Palm Springs. Dropping the immigration grenade into the room is just an easy, cheap fix. You know what I mean? What I wanted to do today was something I like to call ADD radio, especially on a Friday afternoon. Nobody's really concentrating anyway. Most of the shows I've been doing here on K-News have been three-hour extended conversations based upon one or a couple of tangential topics dumped into it. Today I wanted to do a whole bunch of stories, just goofy things that are going on around the world, here in the Valley, across America. And, of course, we just got news that, just to full transparency, my career for the most part has been in radio, has been as a rock and roll DJ, working on rock stations. And I grew up, my coming of age was in the 80s. I graduated from high school in 1986. 18 years old, on my way to college. What was the biggest thing going on in 1986? That was the hair band rock movement, right? Remember back then, we had just had the US festivals over there at Glen Helen. They'd had Live Aid, the first Live Aid. And the big thing was what was going on in the Sunset Strip up in L.A. And all the bands on the Sunset Strip were ruined. Motley Crue and Before Guns N' Roses and Rat and Iron Maiden and all those bands that are of our youth. And, you know, you're at work right now, and you know you listen to all those bands. You know you were part of it. Well, now, in a continuing example of my advanced age, I just turned 42 a couple of weeks ago, and there's a story about Bret Michaels. Do you know who Bret Michaels is? If you watch The Celebrity Apprentice, you know who he is. He's the guy with the long blonde wig and the do-rag on his head. Used to sing for the band Poison. Still sings for the band Poison. Poison's still together. They still tour. They still do pretty well for themselves. Good time. Nothing but a good time. Remember them? Every rose has its thorn. The Poison guys. Bret Michaels, under intense observation right now, taken to the hospital. Had a headache, reported a headache last night. Rushed to an undisclosed hospital. And doctors believe he has suffered a subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is bleeding at the base of the brainstem. Now, Bret is a noted diabetic, and he is on the Celebrity Apprentice trying to raise money for Diabetes Foundation. He's also got a daughter that just went through a diagnosis for pediatric diabetes. I don't know how that happened. And I'm a person that drinks an entirely too much Pepsi. That's my drink of choice. Anybody that knows me that's ever listened to me on the radio knows I love my Pepsi. I drink a lot of it. And, of course, there's this big movement about high fructose corn syrup and how, you know, too much sugar causes diabetes. And I joke about it that I think that, hey, you know, there's going to come a time I'm going to be 50 or maybe, hell, it could be in the next 6 months when I go for a checkup where my doctor's going to come to me and say, you know, Paul, you haven't been living very healthy. You're a diabetic. And I thought, well, it'll be my own fault. Then I read this story. Bret Michaels is 47 years of age. He has had CAT scans, MRIs, and an angiogram. He's in the ICU, and they're doing more testing to figure out why he's got bleeding at the brainstem. Intense observation. 2 weeks ago, he had an emergency appendectomy. I wonder if these are complications from diabetes. I don't know because I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the radio. But apparently, Bret Michaels is not in a good way. And that's sort of reminds me of my own mortality. So I wanted to do the show as sort of a fun show today because, you know, we spend so much time stressing over everything that goes on in the world. And over the past couple of days, what have we talked about? Summer school going away, gun control, the elimination of services in the Valley. And then today, while my intentions were pure, I wanted to do something fun. But it appears Governor Jan Brewer in Arizona just can't leave well enough alone and is sort of an attention whore at this point. Must be locked into a serious bid for re-election. As it stands, Arizona was one of the final states in our great country, to recognize the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Arizona and New Hampshire, I think, were the final two states to do that. And then yesterday when we were talking about gun control, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed into legislation a bill that would allow anybody over the age of 21 to carry a concealed handgun with no background check and no license necessary, no concealed carry permit necessary. It is the absolute Wild West going on in Arizona, but it does affect us here in California because now Governor Brewer signed into a measure, into law, that's going to take effect, I guess, in the next 90 days or so, that you would think was already on the books. Now, before I get into a serious discussion or a humorous discussion, as has been my wont, I feel it necessary to cover myself. Because remember, this is merely a talk radio program. I don't have any solutions. I'm not trying to mobilize the masses. My mission here is to fill the rest of your Friday afternoon with some informative, stimulating, entertaining talk radio. You're just counting the hours right now. You got two more hours before the weekend starts officially, right? And you're going to go do whatever it is that you're going to go do. So this afternoon, I just thought maybe we would have a good time. But it's not going to happen because everybody is talking about this, and it certainly affects us here in the Valley. So before I get into the discussion, the deep discussion, and I certainly want to temper it, before it gets into too intense a discussion, I need to play you this.
The following undersigned hereby and unequivocally offer the following apology. Understanding and agreeing that heretofore and for all of perpetuity, Paul Marshall hereby apologizes to...
Everyone?
For offending...
Everybody.
On the topic of...
Well, everything I talk about. Jokes, you know.
This statement of sorrow hereby holds Mr. Marshall and his partners, family members, affiliate stations, associates, and acquaintances harmless and not liable for any and all moments of grief, including but not limited to the topic of...
Everything that comes out of my mouth,
and shall include all actions that may in any way cause repercussions of a negative nature to be bestowed by the entity that is the Paul Marshall Radio Program. We now return to the
thing I'll have to apologize for again tomorrow,
already in progress.
All right, there we go. That's what I call my CYA moment of the afternoon. I want you to take part in the program. I want you, if we want to talk about this whole immigration bill thing, because it's really, really sort of a scary scenario, and I'll tell you why, and you already know my thoughts on immigration, but we'll get into that today. Here's our phone number, 760-416-8475. Nate, I know that you're filling in this afternoon, and this is going to sort of hit you on both sides, and you don't have anybody in there to answer some phone calls, but the phones are going to probably blow up this afternoon, because this is the easy crutch Friday afternoon. Paul Marshall doesn't really feel like doing any real research and doing a topic worthy of discussion for 3 hours. Immigration program. Welcome back to KNews Afternoon. I'm Paul Marshall, sitting until 6 o'clock, guest hosting this afternoon on the Deserts News Talk Superstation, KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. Phone number here in the studio, if you're in Palm Springs, 760-416-8475, 888-589-6397. And like I said, I wanted to start the program off having fun, but then the state of Arizona sort of came up and kicked me square in the crotch. And this is sort of an accumulation of stories today. You know that public confidence in the U.S. government is now at probably the lowest point it's been in the past 50 years or so. The Pew Research Center, appropriately named, said nearly 8 in 10 Americans say they don't trust the federal government and have little faith it can solve the nation's problems. 8 in 10. I'm no math major. Sounds like 80% to me. 80% of Americans no longer trust the government. As a matter of fact, just 22% of those polled, giggity, say they can trust Washington sometime, most of the time. 19% they're content. 19% of Americans are content with what's going on in America right now. Nearly half say the government negatively affects their lives. And we talked about this yesterday with budget cutting and keeping the nation safe. And today, by the way, there's a story about that. You know, I talked to you yesterday about how much I love law enforcement, how much I respect what law enforcement does. I want to tell you that story about that deputy. If you haven't already heard it, I'll give you that deputy story that makes all cops look bad. We'll get into that in just a couple of seconds. But Jan Brewer, apparently trying to, I don't know, increase your political clout nationally, thinking about maybe a national office run, maybe trying to be head of the conservative movement or the nationalist American movement, today signed a sweeping measure into Arizona. And this affects us here in California because I'm guessing there's going to be a mass exodus from Arizona into our state and maybe on its way back to Mexico. It's certainly going to increase the traffic on the highway. This measure, although it seems obvious, apparently it wasn't in the state of Arizona, makes it officially a crime under state law to be in the country illegally. It's a crime to be an illegal alien. Now, unless my English comprehension is lacking, it's always been a crime to be an illegal alien. That's the definition of illegal alien. Illegal. 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 I don't remember how to say it. This law now, which will take effect in the next 90 days or so, will force or require local police officers to question people about their immigration status. Think about that for a second. I'm not of Latin American descent. I am not Latino. I'm not Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, none. I can't possibly understand what it's like to be racially profiled. But this thing in Arizona certainly sounds like there's going to be a lot of racial profiling going on. It requires police officers to question people about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect they're illegal. If there's reason to suspect they are illegal, what is the reason? Are they wearing jeans that might be a little dirty? Some boots, maybe a greasy t-shirt, maybe a baseball cap that looked like it hadn't been washed. What is the reason? Give me reason. If you see a pickup truck that may not be in the greatest mechanically operating shape rolling down the streets in Arizona, driven by two Mexican-American, Latino-American persons of, I don't want to say obvious, but, quote, non-American lineage, and whatever that means, if there is a reason to suspect they're illegal, they're just going to pull them over. Ah, we got a good reason. What's the reason? Driving while Mexican. What? And this happened. This is going to go into law. I don't know exactly where to go with this. I'm stunned that this still happens. And again, I wanted this to be a fun show this afternoon. But every time you want to get up and enjoy and turn on the radio and enjoy yourself, you see a story like this and it makes you just go, Jesus, what country are we living in anymore? That's not to say I encourage illegal immigration, because I don't. Well, I'll sign the book, contribute to the economy. I want you to be here. I want everybody to be here. I love this country. It's the greatest country on earth. You know why? Because I said so. And you know why? Because my forefathers fought for the right for me to say that. Because it's the greatest country in the world, or it is the greatest country in the world, because we allowed my grandparents to come off the boat. Granted, they came off the boat on Ellis Island. They were rounded up like cattle. Think Amistad. And, assigned Americanized names. Treated pretty poorly. But then they came in the United States, and they lived the American dream. My grandfather was, didn't speak very good English, neither do I. I've been here my whole life, and my grasp of the English language is rudimentary at best. But the idea that we would allow a law to be instituted that would allow random search and seizure, is that not a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution? Is that, do I make constitutional law correct? Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure? I don't think the United States, I don't think we can allow this, right? I don't think, my guess, and President Obama says, and I like the way he puts this, the measure is, quote, misguided. Yeah, you think? It's a little misguided. I would not want to be a Mexican-American, a person of Latin origin, a Latin American. Whether you're from Puerto Rico or Cuba or any of Spain, any of the, Latin countries or any country. Look, what this does is it says if you don't look like what we think you should look like in Arizona, we're going to pull you over and check your papers. Wow, that sounds a little Eastern Bloc, don't you think? And I was looking for a job in Arizona for a while. I've been to Phoenix. I like Phoenix. I think Arizona's a nice place to visit. Not anymore. The bill requires local police officers to question people about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect they are illegal. Here's the other side of that. Civil rights activists say the bill would lead to racial profiling. Yeah, it's exactly what it leads to. It is racial profiling. It will also deter Hispanics from reporting crimes. Well, it will deter Hispanics from ratting each other out. And anybody that's ever lived in a tough neighborhood knows that ratting equals beating. Never a good idea. Republican Senator Russell Pierce of Mesa says, quote, illegal is illegal. I agree, Senator Pierce. Illegal is illegal. Illegal immigrants have broken the law and entered our country illegally. I get that. And I know that we have to do something about it. And for those of you that say illegal immigrants are, you know, looking to take all of our jobs, they're taking American jobs. When you're willing to take a job wiping the urine off of the urinal in your office building because the salesperson you know hasn't been able to see his genitals in 2 decades and can't seem to hit a huge porcelain target, so we hire somebody to come in here and wipe that down. When you're willing to take that job, you're willing to take the job of cleaning the garbage and stuff? Maybe the unemployment rate will go down. Maybe you'll suck it up a little bit. Illegal immigrants do jobs that you would never do because your ego doesn't allow you to do it. Are you willing? What are you willing to do? You're talking to somebody that's on unemployment right now. I'm a guest host here, but as soon as I'm gone, I will file my paperwork for this week saying that I worked for a week. Hopefully I'll get paid for this. It will be deducted from my weekly unemployment benefits, which, by the way, have been extended yet again because Americans can't seem to get jobs. I don't know if Americans can't seem to get jobs or if they just won't lower their standards to do whatever job it takes. You'd be surprised what people will do to put a roof over their head. Illegal immigrants do that. They do the jobs you wouldn't do. McDonald's is probably hiring. Go ahead. Go get a McJob. Oh, it doesn't pay enough. No, you're right. The jobs that a lot of illegal immigrants do doesn't pay well enough to make a living for the American standard. What does that say we need to do? It says we need to raise the standard, lower the standard. What are we going to do? We need to raise wages. Who's going to raise wages? Nobody's going to raise wages. Nobody wants the cost of business goes up. And we got to do more layoffs. But wait a minute, the executives might not be able to take their jumbo jets to the Super Bowl this year. They may not to be able to head out onto the golf course and entertain their clients on your bill. Well, that makes sense. Arizona has an estimated population of about 460,000 illegal immigrants. Now, the state of Arizona has 6 million people, approximately, living in it. My math is not perfect, but that says one in 13 people, residents of the state of Arizona, are illegal. They're there illegally. It's a big number. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs, 888-589-6397. Andy in Desert Hot Springs, you're first on KNews Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, John. How about yourself?
I am well. Thank you for your concern.
Hey, every job that's out there, people will take for the right amount of money. When I was the youngster growing up in Southern California, all the gardeners were Japanese because that's what they could do. Now they're all Hispanic. And when my ancestors picked cotton for next to nothing in the South, right beside the black folks.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that we don't have that people aren't cleaning the toilets and being white is because we've got an influx of people who are willing to work too cheaply. So the businesses don't have to pay enough to make it worth taking the job.
Well, no, and you raise a very valid point. That is that the cost of labor needs to go up. I mean, the jobs have to pay better wages, and Americans will do it because the jobs that the illegal immigrants are doing in our country pay substandard wages. And
that's correct.
And I hate to be a guy to stereotype, but you know it. Mexican immigrants will come across the border in groups of a dozen or so. They'll share a one-bedroom studio apartment, and they'll pool their money together so that they can survive. And they'll do what it takes. Will you do what it takes?
Well, but that, on top of that, they get everything from the government for free. If they drive a car without insurance, I can't drive a car without insurance. They don't have a license. They don't have insurance. They take a $300 car, and they drive it, and when they get pulled over, they lose it. When they have the sniffles, they go fog up the emergency room. I have to pay for medical insurance.
Okay.
I go see a doctor.
And I will absolutely grant you that. I think that, you know, and thank you for the call. The thing is, I don't have the answer to this situation. I don't have the answer to what it's going to take to rectify that. Yeah, I mean, do illegal immigrants get civil rights? That's a big question. That's going to be a huge, I bet that's going to be a huge debate now over the next couple of, you know, Arizona has done it again. We don't really pay attention to this. You know, for everything the great that comes out of the state of Arizona, John McCain, I like what John McCain was trying to do to nationalize an insurance regulatory thing or a health commission for boxing, for professional boxing. I thought that was a great idea. I thought John McCain could have done some great things, and I think he's a credit to the state of Arizona. But, man, are they scaring the hell out of me right now. You're listening to KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Interesting question. KNews Radio, 94.3 AM, 970. 1140 and 1250. Desert's News Talk Superstation. As we continue on, 3:35, Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Marshall, your guest host till 6 o'clock. Just trying to make it through another week. Hoping that I can find something else to do next week that will get me some gainful employment. One of the many unemployed Americans just trying to make my way right now. And I thank you for allowing me into your world. KNews Radio. You want to get in touch, you can do so, 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. Outside of Palm Springs, toll-free, 888-589-6397. And a show that I wanted to do on some fun and sort of inconsequential talk topics, because the world is bummed out enough, right? And you feel bad. I like to, and it's funny because talk radio, you know, if there's an old adage, if they ain't bitching, they ain't listening. That's what the adage is. We're so wrapped up in turmoil and the suffering and others and the arguing and back and forth discord. That's sort of what this entire industry has been founded upon. And I wanted today to just have a lot of fun. And then I get this story about, and you heard it right there in CBS News, the national story being that Jan Brewer signed this bill into law, I'm just a bill and I'm sitting on Capitol Hill. This measure that basically makes it, and again, this seemed like it was from the category of the Department of Redundancy Department, a crime under state law in Arizona to be in the country illegally. Well, I believe it's a federal crime to be in the country illegally. But we allow it to happen. We give illegal aliens some of the rights of American citizens. As a matter of fact, some illegal aliens take advantage of the rights of American citizenry at the expense of American citizens, which causes outrage. It causes sort of a nationalist attitude, an us versus them mentality, which sucks. Why? We're fostering hate. On the other hand, you know, look, I was born here. And if you're born here, you're an American, even if your parents are illegal aliens. And how many people have you heard that have done that? Come across the border, have a kid, their kid now is an American citizen. And then they petition to stay because, well, my kid is an American citizen. You can't separate me from my kid, can you? Well, that's a manipulation of the system. Good for you. That's called ingenuity, human ingenuity. Mankind finds a way to adapt every time. So now, this new law that's scheduled to go in effect, and again, and due to be challenged, I have no doubt that it's going to be challenged on several different levels. It requires police officers, requires them, to question people about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect they are illegal. Reason to suspect they are illegal is one of the most dangerous phrases I have ever read in my 25 years of radio and my 42 years on this planet. What's the reason to suspect? Thin mustache on your upper lip? Darker hair, dark eyes? Perhaps a little accent? Doesn't sound like a natural accent? What's the reason to suspect? That scares the hell out of me. Again, Illegal is illegal. That's what Senator Russell Pierce of Mesa, Arizona says. Illegal is illegal. That's right, Russell, it is. You might want to take a look inside your own house. The Senate does illegal things every day. But we have no recourse on that. Just saying. Pierce says, and this is where, you know, Russell, you might want to break the hood out of the closet, put it on, that little red cross over your left breast, and go burn a cross. Because your true colors are showing. And they are as white can be, Senator Pierce. Am I accusing you of racism? Yes, I am. Russell Pierce, the Republican senator from the great state of Arizona, who supports this bill that Governor Jan Brewer signed into law, stating that police will now have the right to stop people randomly if they suspect they are in the country illegally and charge them with a crime. You know, they say, well, it's going to be a crime. Yeah, okay, now what are you going to do with them? We've got them. They're here. We know they're here. We know they're illegal. They're criminals. Now what? You're going to clog up the courts and the administrative system that we can't afford to pay for by prosecuting people that we knew were here anyway? On to Senator Pierce's xenophobic commentary. This is just ignorance personified. It's offensive on all levels. And if you're not offended by it, I would consider you suspect. Senator Pierce says, regarding this new bill, quote, we'll have less crime. We'll have safer neighborhoods. We'll have shorter lines in the emergency room. We'll have smaller classrooms. Those are four sentiments, two of which are completely ignorant and stereotypical, and we should demand better of our public officials for making statements such as that, and two of which are legitimate concerns. We'll break those down in a second, but I expect you want to be involved in this. Ted in Palm Springs, welcome to KNews Radio. How are you? Ted, are you there?
I hope you get the afternoon gig.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's nice of you.
Your topics are very thought-provoking, and I like that.
Thank you very much. And that's all I could ask is that people think for themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Going to your topic about the illegal immigration,
sure.
I say kudos to Arizona. I think it's a start in the right direction.
You think it's okay to just stop people randomly if you think they don't belong here?
No, not at all. Not randomly. You've got to use discretion. Okay.
Right.
You've got to use discretion. This is a step in the right direction. We are a country of laws, okay?
No, I agree.
Are we going to pick and choose what laws we're going to enforce? We can't do that. That's a problem that we have right now because we don't have any leadership in this country.
I agree. But I think you run the risk, though, of when you require police officers to just stop people and question them about their immigration status if there is, quote, reason to suspect they're illegal. I would like to see concrete reasons to suspect they're illegal.
I agree with that. Give me a reason. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Well, give me a reason to suspect somebody would be an illegal alien. Just give me a reason. And I'm not challenging.
You named a few before. I mean, you mentioned something that, you know, you see a pickup truck and you have multiple, you know, Hispanics in there or whatever, you know. That would be a reason.
Okay, so now, and again.
You've got to come up with some kind of guidelines. I agree with that.
I'm not trying to be adversarial with you. I think two of us talking about this right now could maybe, expose a little bit of the flawed thinking that comes with this. So imagine you've got that pickup truck and there are three Mexican Americans or what appears to be illegal immigrants sitting in the front seat of the truck, correct? All right. Let's say we see them, right? And the police pull them over, and it turns out they're three American citizens. Now we have violated their Fourth Amendment rights of unlawful or unreasonable search and seizure. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm listening. And you're correct. I agree with you.
So then we're open. Now the state of Arizona is going to be completely open to a lawsuit for a civil rights violation, which brings up a much bigger question is, what are civil rights? Are they guaranteed to citizens' rights? Or are they extended to non-citizen rights? And there's a huge debate on that.
Right.
What are civil rights in your opinion? Are civil rights restricted to residents or citizens of a country? Or are they umbrella humanitarian rights that apply to all people?
If you're an American citizen, I mean, if you're not an American citizen, you don't belong here, you don't have any rights, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Okay. If you're an American citizen, yes. you are subject to all the laws and all the rights as an American citizen.
Okay.
Okay.
But what happens when we pull over brown American citizens that look like they might have been here illegally? Then what happens to that lawsuit?
I agree that there are many, many questions that are going to come up with this. There's no question about that.
Right.
But my point is, I don't want to be a dead horse.
I
just think it's a step in the right direction that, hey, you know, let's enforce the laws that we have on the books and let's try to improve it. And at the same time, hey, you stated earlier, we live in the greatest country in the world. Everybody should have the opportunity to come here, but it's got to be legally.
I agree, and I appreciate that.
So anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Paul. I hope you get the gig.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling, and have a good weekend. Drive safe, sir. Here's the deal. It's a much bigger issue than just pulling over random citizens. I mean, we can't allow that. I don't care if they're illegal immigrants at this point. If they're illegal, and we know they're illegal, then yes, we have to enforce the laws of immigration in this country. I would agree with that 100%. But when you sign a law into effect that has peace officers, police officers, American citizens stopping other people randomly, and that's what this is. This is a random search and seizure policy, which is in direct violation to the Fourth Amendment. Reason to suspect they are illegal is a very, very subjective term, a scary subjective term. And you know this as well as I do. Here in the Valley, there are a lot of Mexican Americans. Some of them are illegal. Some of them aren't. And how do we know? We're going to give them do what Hitler used to do and put them in a uniform and put a number on them, tattoo a number on them? That's a scary proposition. I agree that we got to do something. We got to do something about illegal immigration. I get that. I don't know what the solution is. And I'm not, and I'm so not anti-immigration on this. This new law is a scary thing. I want to get back to Russell Pierce's statement because he made four statements, two of which are completely ignorant and offensive to me, and two of which raise valid concerns. His four statements regarding this new bill in the state of Arizona. Illegal is illegal. I get that, Senator Pierce. You're right. We're beating a dead horse on that point. But his other quotes, we'll have less crime, we'll have safer neighborhoods, we'll have shorter lines in emergency rooms, and we'll have smaller classrooms. Well, first of all, there is absolutely no correlation between illegal immigration and whether or not your neighborhood is safe, Senator Pierce. The majority of illegal immigrants that come across the border are coming across to find work, legitimate work, send money back to their families, try and make a life for themselves. They're not coming across the border to rip us off. Because as far as I know, and I wouldn't know not having ever been an illegal immigrant, as far as I know, illegal immigrants really don't want to be found out that they're here, so they're not going to do things that are going to draw attention. They don't walk across the border and go, hola, holale, I'm here illegally, I'm going to break into your home. It doesn't work that way. They're not coming over here to rip us off or rape our women. They're coming over to try and find work, make money. They're trying to get the American dream because they can't get it in Mexico, an alleged democracy. But it's not. So, you know, I had a friend of mine, we traveled down to Las Gaviotas, which I believe is Spanish for the many gaviotas. And that's a place, a little gated community down there, just south of Rosarito. And I think it's south of Rosarito. Might be north of Rosarito. I don't know. It's in Mexico. So we get down there, and we're driving through the town, and we come across a random search. A 14-year-old Federale kid with a very shiny AR-15 decides to butt-end the odd black onyx chess pieces that I bought for my wife at the market in Rosarito for cheap money. Because I went down and exploited it, right? The economics. So my friend turns and looks at me, and she's a great girl, man. She lives up in Culver City, and she's like, you know, she's one of those people that gives to CARE, the CARE, remember the old CARE? And she does a lot of stuff for like Oxfam and Amnesty International and stuff. And she's got great ideas. But she says to me, well, you know, Mexico's not like it was. It's a representative democracy now. I said, of course it is, as long as you voted for the guy on the poster. You're listening to K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. Also online at knewsradio.com, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. I'm Paul Marshall up till 6 o'clock. Just trying to kill a Friday afternoon when the story comes across about, I deliberately tried to avoid it while I was doing my fill-ins here at KNews, the immigration, because I thought it was a cheap, easy ploy to get calls and attention and maybe try and state my case. But the reality is, it is reality, and we do talk about things like that. And I will get away from it at some point, I hope this afternoon, but a lot of people want to talk, and it's your radio station. That's what it's all about. We'll get you hooked up with, I believe, Marianne in Palm Desert is next on KNews. Marianne, how are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you very much for your concern.
Well, let me tell you just a little brief history.
Okay.
I'm a 66-year-old, New York-born American citizen.
Okay.
With a Latin surname from marriage.
Okay.
Did not change it because I have children and I wanted to make it easier for them.
Absolutely.
I absolutely look 100% Hispanic.
Okay.
Not talking Spanish to me. If I were in Arizona and I had to deal with that, and I've been stopped multiple times at the border.
Driving while Mexican, huh?
Where are your papers? Where were you born? A Bronx, New York? That is still part of the United States, isn't it? You have your birth certificate. I said, well, I don't normally carry my birth certificate. It's probably got mothballs on it by now. But the thing is, if you're going to judge by looks, that sucks. These guys in Arizona are going to be broke because there's going to be multiple lawsuits. How many Hawaiians, Samoans, Alaskans look like Mexicans? Please tell me. They do.
Well, yeah, and it's not just Mexican. That's, you raise a very valid point, Marianne, and that is, that immigration bill says that police have to stop anyone that looks like they may not be an American citizen. So,
don't they look at themselves?
We run the risk of pulling people over for driving while African American.
Okay, we'll pull over all the Irish and the Scottish and the English and the whatever.
Yeah, I would love to see. I'm waiting for the day, and this happens a lot because I grew up in the Northeast as well, and I appreciate the call, Marianne. I grew up in South Boston, Massachusetts. Now, South Boston is the largest contingent of Irish expatriates outside of Ireland on this planet. Every year, tens of thousands of Irish students come to South Boston, Massachusetts to visit relatives and to go to school and to work for the summer and all that. And every fall, literally hundreds go back. If we're going to target illegal immigrants, we have to target all illegal immigrants. That means the Irish have to go too. And the Scottish have to go too. And the Russians have to go too. And the Asians and everybody that doesn't look like they belong here. Oh, so now we have to have a sketch of, have you seen this man? What is an American? What is it? Is it Alfred E. Newman? Is it Brad Pitt? Is Salma Hayek an American? Because I don't want her to leave. Amy Winehouse can stay out. Salma Hayek, you can stay at my house, Salma. You're welcome. Shakira, I don't think is an American citizen. You're welcome at my house, Shakira. Come get some. Please. Jane Seymour. I think she's an American now. Point I'm trying to make is this really opens up a huge Pandora's box, as is a lot of things, as a lot of things that I've mentioned here on the radio do, because that's really kind of what I want to do. I just want to get you to think and maybe question. It's okay to question things because we can't get answers if we don't ask questions. VR in Palm Springs, welcome to KNews Radio. How are you? VR, you there? All right, we're going to go on to John and Joshua Tree. John, how are you, man? Welcome to KNews.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well.
I got to say, my hat's off to the state of Arizona. It's about time. And California will never have the huevos to do the same thing. I mean, the pulling everybody over, I think you guys are taking it to an extreme.
No, that's what the law says.
No. Look, it's after you're putting the profiling before the suspicion, okay? If there's a guy walking down the street and he's got a bag in his hand and it looks like he hasn't had a bath in a couple months and he looks homeless, I mean, hey, come on. They might question him, all right?
Who's to say?
You're taking it to so much of an extreme and you're not remembering about the seriousness of the problem at the border states right now with all the drugs and everything that's going on. You, You guys are blowing this thing way out of time, and it's about time.
So you think it's okay to just pull over random citizens of the United States of America if they don't, if they look like mud people?
Absolutely. And you know what?
You think that's all right?
You know what I think they ought to do? They ought to put up a checkpoint. And if I had to sit in line for a couple miles and they had to check every car that went through, I wouldn't mind that a bit because, you know what? It's about time that people that break the law get stopped.
So what do we do with them when we find them?
You incarcerate them. And you tell them that if you come back in here again, we're going to keep you another year. And if you get caught then and you come back in here again, you're going to get stuck in there for another 2 years. And you just keep making it worse and worse and worse.
So you're all right footing the bill then?
Absolutely. What's costing us now? California's like billions and billions of dollars that comes out of your and my pocket for these babies, these 7 and 8 kids, a family. You know, I mean, they're in here illegal, just eating up our stay here. It's about time something's done. Arizona, my hat's off to you.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment. As misguided as I think it is, and as much as I would disagree with it, I do agree that illegal aliens are not supposed to be here, and they have committed a crime. I think that's a good idea. I think the idea that we would sign a law that a state in the United States of America would sign a law that allows random searches of people that we suspect might not be here legally is
but
a
suspect
scary
goes
door.
First.
Yeah, but how do you define suspect? Now, what you just said, all right, was a guy walking down the street with a bag that looks like he hasn't had a bath in a couple of days. That's suspicion of being an illegal immigrant?
In a border area, you have to weigh that, okay? You have to think about, okay, the situation they're in raises suspicions more than Wisconsin, okay?
No, you're wrong there, and I appreciate the call because we're up against the break. Because in Wisconsin and in Michigan, there is a huge influx of, oh, my God, Middle Eastern Americans. Middle Easterners come across the border into Wisconsin. We can't profile people. I appreciate the call. I know we've got a couple more people on hold that have been waiting, and I appreciate you hanging through the break as we continue on. It was supposed to be a fun Friday afternoon. I don't know where we went wrong. It's K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. The Desert's News Talk Superstation.